number of years ago, maybe 40 or 50 years ago, something like that. It's a true story. Dennis McManus was working in the Middle East, and he was a CIA operative, an undercover spy who was acting as a geologist there in the Middle East and going around doing his CIA thing, I guess. And one of the times he had to travel between different cities, and the safe time to travel so you don't get into trouble was through the night. And so he hired a guy to taxi him from between cities overnight. And as they're bumping along through the desert, traveling along, the taxi man, the taxi driver, turns to him and says, "Why are you here?" So Dennis just says, "Oh, I'm, a geologist, just doing, looking at stuff." And he says, "No, why are you here? You're a Christian, right?" And Dennis says, "When people start to ask you about your identity when you're undercover, you get nervous." And so he kind of reached back and put his hand on his little metal sidekick and said, "Yes, I'm a Christian. I'm a Catholic." And the man says, "What about the bread? What do you mean? What about the bread?" It's like, I don't know what you mean. "You believe that that little piece of bread is God, right?" "Yes. Oh, yes, the Eucharist, right? Yes. Yes, we believe that the Eucharist is the body and blood of Jesus. Yes, we do. Why are you here? If I believed that that little piece of bread was God, I would not leave that room." This is what this Muslim man in the middle of the night, in the middle of the Middle East, says to this Catholic man. He would not leave the room if he truly believed that that was God present in the Eucharist. This then sparked a conversion for Dennis. But it's a great question for us today. What about the bread? What does it mean to us? Because truly, if we are receiving the Son of God in the Eucharist at Mass, we are the luckiest people on earth. We have the greatest gift that could possibly exist. God coming to us, presenting himself to us in the most humble of ways every time we come to church. He's here, as Padre Pio would call him, the divine prisoner who locks himself in our tabernacle so he can be with us always. But then he gives himself to us even as food. But sometimes, just getting familiar with things, we think of maybe the Eucharist like the people in today's gospel. He said, Jesus is making this claim about coming down from heaven. They're like, "Well, we know who Jesus is. We know his parents. We know where he's from. Like, we know him. He can't be coming down from heaven." But the truth is, he has come down from heaven. His great incarnation is a great mystery of our faith. But we could say maybe about, the Eucharist, well, we know where it's from. It's from bread and wine. We know where it came from. Can it really be the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ? Yes, it can be. This is the way God intended, as we see, as we're walking through the sixth chapter of John, Jesus is unveiling this great Eucharistic theology. Yes, the great mystery of the incarnation then leads us to that great mystery of the Eucharist and God, Jesus presenting himself to us in this form of bread. And so, the Eucharist, it's the source and the summit of our faith. The source, that's where all of everything we do as Catholic Christians comes from, and it's where everything is going to. And simply, why is that? Because in the Eucharist is contained the whole spiritual good of the church. All of the spiritual good of the church is contained in the Eucharist. And why is that? Because it is Christ himself. Christ is the entire spiritual good of the church. And it's here in the Eucharist. That's why it is the source and the summit. That it should be the beginning of all of our activity, should be strengthened by the Eucharist, sent out, commissioned from the Eucharist, and then heading back to the Eucharist to be strengthened again once we've completed that mission. And maybe if we don't see the Eucharist in that way, if it's not that thing that's strengthening us to do all that Christ is calling us to do, then maybe we're leaving some potential on the table, because God wants to strengthen us to do great things, to be his great saints on earth. So as we reflect on this, we realize that the Eucharist, the great gift of God to us, is that pearl of great price. It is Christ himself. It is this greatest gift, something that is worth putting aside all other things to have this one great gift. God himself in the Eucharist. We understand the Eucharist in three kind of fundamental ways. One, it's the real presence of God, truly God presence. We behold him face to face in the Eucharist, with the veil, of course, there, which will be pulled back one day in heaven, but where you have true contact with God. We also know the Eucharist as a meal, right? We eat bread. We share this meal. And it's a participation, in a small way, in the heavenly liturgy to come, the heavenly banquet, the wedding feast of the Lamb. That's what we participate in part, in the Eucharist. And finally, it's that sacrifice. The sacrifice of Christ offering himself up to the Father for the salvation of all of us. And we participate in that sacrifice again every time we come to the celebration of the Mass. That sacrifice is made present again. We are there in this kind of timeless moment, in a way participating in that moment of redemption, offering Christ back to the Father for the salvation of our sins. Amazing. When we begin to really meditate on these things. And so, the Eucharist, it's this great mystery. We have encounter with the transcendental other, this great mystery of God we encounter in the Eucharist. We have true communion with him, where by consuming the Eucharist, it's not just, we're given a gift of grace or something like that. No, we are adapted to living in heaven. We are being transformed to that eternal life to come. We are really being even divinized. God is making us like himself by giving us his life in the Eucharist. And so, this great mystery. As Catholic Christians, we're not just disciples as followers of Christ, or people who just kind of follow after Christ and learn things from him. No, we are being transformed into him through the gifts that he gives us, the sacraments, but specifically and especially the Eucharist. And so, with all of this, this realization that we just have to continually always be unpacking throughout our lives, this great gift, us being the luckiest people on earth, we have to ask ourselves that question again: what about the bread? What about it? What does the Eucharist mean for me? What does the Eucharist mean in my life? God has presented himself to me in the Eucharist, and what does that mean? What is he trying to show me? What is he trying to communicate? How is he trying to strengthen me? What about the bread? What does the Eucharist mean to me? It's a question we have to ask ourselves. What does it mean?